This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Nicole Jimenez. First name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Last name is Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Date of birth 1-20-2010. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H. Last name is Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, Kapoor. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 202, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, Kapoor. Thank you for asking me to see this 13-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was very lucky to get an excellent Spanish interpreter to get a good history, period. Nicole has had many allergic reactions to different foods, starting with egg, which resulted in significant rash and vomiting when she was very young, period. Ever since then, family has been staying away from any consumption of eggs, period. However, she does have occasional rashes whenever she eats something that might have egg in it, period. There is no history of any emergency room visit for any egg ingestion, period. She seems to have problem with chicken, turkey, shrimp, and pork, which results in immediate vomiting and itchy throat, period. She seems to avoid these foods as much as she can, but she is not completely abstaining from these foods, and she does experience every now and then minor reactions, period. There has been only one emergency room visit about 4 years ago after eating sausages, which resulted in some vomiting, rash, and perhaps some other symptoms which Nicole cannot recall, period. She was appropriately treated, period. No EpiPen has been prescribed, period. Reaction to shrimp is generally minor with itchy throat and hives, but all these reactions to different foods happen rather quickly, and that is certainly a very important fact in determining how to deal with these reactions, period. There is no history of any asthma, allergic rhinitis, or eczema, period. Overall, she is in excellent health, period. She has no problem with fruits, vegetables, milk, grains, nuts, period. She thinks she has eaten fish before and there does not seem to be a problem, period. Physical exam was completely normal, period. New paragraph, I discussed with Nicole and her family and her mom in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them many handouts and other information about use of EpiPen in English and Spanish, period. I told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy related questions, period. Um, Because of a significant allergy to many different foods, I elected to, I did some RAS testing, and results are as follows. Number one, total IgE 1,482, which is quite high, and that would certainly suggest to me that her allergies are certainly quite significant. Period. She reacted very significantly to eggs, chicken feathers, chicken meat, and turkey meat, and certainly these foods should be completely avoided. She does have some reactions to many different fish, but does not seem to have much problem, period. I recommended to her to be very careful when eating any kind of new fish, and if there were any reactions, then she should certainly institute appropriate treatment, period. My final diagnosis: multiple food allergies with chicken, eggs, pork, shrimp, and turkey. Minor allergy to grasses. Number three, minor positive reaction to many different foods, but clinically not relevant, period. I will send you the RAS results, and hopefully we can repeat these tests in a few years and perhaps perform some challenge studies in case her allergies are moderating and she is not experiencing any significant reactions, period. My treatment plan is as follows. Number one, obviously she should avoid eggs in any form and other foods that she's allergic to, as mentioned before. Number two, I gave her a list of foods containing eggs, and she should be very mindful of that and must ask questions that must be sure that any food that she is consuming would not have any part of eggs. Number three, in case of a minor reaction, certainly she could give some Benadryl 25 milligram, and that would take care of the reaction. Number four, if there is significant reaction, and then EpiPen should be injected, and family should call 911 or go to emergency room. Number five, I instructed family to go on YouTube and watch many different videos of EpiPen in English and Spanish. Number six, EpiPen prescription should be refilled every year or so. Number seven, it would be a good idea to wear a necklace saying I am allergic to many different foods. Number eight, always monitor for any new allergies, and in case of a reaction, abstain from eating that particular food, and then appropriate lab work should be performed, period. I have asked the family to see you. New paragraph, I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Nicole Jimenez.